bottom in to Fell, and Fell gets his ball away through square leg, away for four, celebrates by waving his bat in the air. A century for Tom Fell on his debut in First Division cricket, and very sportingly, all the Yorkshire players are applauding, and the crowd, some on their feet. Tom Fell waves his bat, acknowledges the applause, waves it to the pavilion. A fine century. He's 103 not out.
Felt really good. Obviously, came in at quite a difficult situation this morning. They bowled really well up front. Yeah, really nice to get the first one out of the way for the season. Yeah, it's a good day.
I couldn't tell from air angle today. Doing a bit first thing there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, not necessarily off the wicket. It was more just the areas they bowl. There's a little bit of swing. But yeah, like Brooks and side bottom, they started really well, gave us nothing, so they got their rewards early on. But luckily, me and Mo managed to just stick about for a bit and just get through those tough periods. And yeah, luckily it got a little bit easier as we went along. Yeah, no, it was a good day.
It was a funny day, wasn't it? Because you seemed to one or two didn't get in, some did get in, and then you stayed in for a long time. Was there always a ball sort of that maybe had your name on it?
Well, I think that was it. Yeah, early on, there's always a ball that could have your name on it. So that's the thing. A few of the lads got some decent balls, so a little bit unlucky. But it's one of those wickets where you do really have to grind early on. And if you do get yourself in, it comes a lot easier.
That's probably as good an attack as you've faced, isn't it? A four prong coming at you.
Yeah, it probably would be. I mean, they've one of the best attacks in the league, I'd have thought. So yeah, that makes it that little bit more special, I think, especially playing against the former champions.
And the score for the team, 268, couple of wickets left. What would you think 300 would be a decent score?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be our target, getting to 300. We know if we do get 300 first up, we've got a pretty good chance of, not losing the game, certainly. So, yeah, there's still some work to do tomorrow. Obviously, Gaz is playing really well at the moment. Hopefully, he can carry on. And obviously, the debutant, the overseas, hopefully we can see what he can do with the bat as well.
With Gareth Andrew coming in at 8, you do bat a long way down there these days, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm Jack Chantry as well, coming in at 9 with 100 last year. Yeah, I mean, that's something that's really important, I think. Just having those runs lower down in the order just takes that pressure off, I think, off the top order a bit. And we've got a lot of faith in them that they can kind of get us over that 300 mark, which we would look to do tomorrow.
You batted so well today, you actually scored a run at tea time. Did you work that out?
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. Well, I actually got a bit of a panic on because I saw that they'd given a few of my runs to Coxey, and I knew I was on 99. So I was a bit worried. At that stage of your innings, you want every run you can get. So.
Yeah. He came out. It was right on the scoreboard when he came back out.
It was, yeah, it was. So they managed to correct it in the end.
Good. Well done, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.